And now, young Widow Brown. While Ellen Brown was engaged in a difficult conversation with Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young surgeon who saved her life, a conversation concerning Allison's ex-husband, Jim Morrison, Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, telephoned. And anxious to talk to him about the problem Jim Morrison presents, Ellen asked Anthony to come and see her. But Ellen was unprepared for Anthony's angry outburst over her interest in Jim, just as she was unprepared for an urgent call from Mr. Bailey, manager of the Mansion House, asking her to come to his hotel, telling her that Jim is breathing heavily again. And now, as Ellen hangs up the telephone, Anthony is saying,
"Are you going out?"
"Yes, Anthony. I have to go to Jim Morrison."
"No, you don't. You don't have to do anything you don't want to."
"Isn't it important, Jim, the fact that a sick man needs me?"
"A sick man needs a doctor. I'll go."
"Now, I hope you will come, Anthony, with me. But Jim is asked for me, and I want to go to him."
"Ellen, I can't tell you how angry this makes me, how much it makes me feel that you're over-sentimental and emotional about this man, that you have no perspective on it."
"But, Anthony..."
"You jumped right into the middle of this problem existing between Dr. Allison Shaw and Jim Morrison."
"Anthony, why do you take Allison's side and not Jim's? Surely that man, sick as he is, has the right to as much consideration as you're willing to give Allison."
"Darling..."
"I have to go to him at the Mansion House, Anthony."
"All right. I'll take you. You'd be calling me anyway, in that drunken stupor he'll be in. Ellen, I don't like you to see people like that."
"Oh, that's absurd, dear. Jim is sick. You said he's sick. And I have to go to him if he's asking for me."
"Very well. Come along, then."
It was a very silent drive to the Mansion House, with neither Ellen nor Anthony saying anything to each other. And Mr. Bailey, the manager, nervously waiting for them, escorts them upstairs to Jim Morrison's room. Now outside the door, Anthony suddenly takes the initiative, saying,
"Wait here, darling, please, with Mr. Bailey."
"But, Anthony..."
"I want to see Jim Morrison first."
"Darling, you won't be unkind."
"No, I won't be unkind."
"Oh, Mrs. Brown, you just don't know what it is to have a guest like this."
"And it must be a trial, Mr. Bailey."
"I'm thinking of asking Mr. Morrison to leave the hotel, Mrs. Brown. I really think I should just tell him to get out. It would be the best for all of us."
"Well, where could he go?"
"That'd be his problem."
"Oh, you can't figure it that way, Mr. Bailey. When someone is as sick as this, he becomes everyone's problem. His family, his friends."
"Well, I don't blame her for not going near him."
"And Mr. Bailey..."
"Dr. Shaw is such a handsome girl, so lovely. I don't blame her for saying what she said to him this evening when she came to see him."
"Oh, she saw Mr. Morris?"
Yes, they talked in the sunroom there, and she told him a thing or two."
"Have you heard it, Mr. Bailey?"
"Well, I have to confess I listen, Mrs. Brown. You see, I do have to rather go about seeing how things are going, taking the pulse, as it were. And,
mm-hmm.
And Dr. Shaw told him this would happen. She told him right out. She said he was going around making promises, but she bet him any amount of money that he'd start drinking again. And you see, he did."
"I wonder if that isn't why he did it."
"Now, what do you mean by that, Mrs. Brown?"
"I mean that maybe Mr. Morrison didn't want to disappoint Allison, Dr. Shaw, let her down. I think that if she could find it in her heart once in a while to tell him that she believes he won't be..."
"Oh, don't you think she's ever done that?" "Of course, you know her a great deal better than I do, Mrs. Brown, after all. And she hasn't been here long, just..."
Yes, of course I know her better. She was my doctor. She saved my life. But not because of that. Rather because she's a woman, and..."
"Ellen?"
"Yes, Anthony?"
"You can go in and see him now. He isn't in such bad shape, Miss Bailey."
"I won't stay long, Anthony."
"I'll be waiting for you."
"Well, I don't have to expect a riot here, then, Dr. Loring."
"Ellen?"
"Hello, Jim."
"Have you come to review your name?"
"Yes."
"Scuffled?"
"No. I've been to see sick people before."
"I'm sick."
"And no one's to blame for their sickness. But they must learn to heal themselves. Jim, why didn't you want to heal yourself? Why did you take that one drink that started this?"
"I don't know, Ellen."
"Did she make you? Jim, are you so tied to Allison that because she told you you couldn't keep your promise, you didn't keep it?"
"How did you know Allison told me that?"
"Oh, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that we try to work out the reason for this happening to you."
"You're kind. Dr. Loring disliked me intensely, but he's a man of integrity, so he'll do whatever the medical profession can do for me."
"Yes."
"But you...
You're very kind.
Allison wants you to go away from here, Jim.
Of course.
I don't think you should. I think we should try again.
You mean you haven't given up on me?
Of course I haven't given up on you, Jim.
You... Ellen, you're like a cool hand. When you say that, you remind me of when I was a little boy. I'd be sick in the night. Mother, she'd come to me and her voice would be soft and her hand would be cool.
Jim, you can make something of yourself. Something fine, something worth admiring. Something really fine.
I will. For you, Ellen.
Oh, not for me. Not for Allison. Not for anyone but yourself, Jim. You must learn to demand things of yourself. To respect yourself.
Ellen, trust me. Keep on trusting. I stopped this time. Did you know that?
Yes, I know.
Lauren said it too. Looked at me and said, not so bad as the last time. Ellen, I'm sober now. I began to get drunk, and then I knew that if I sent for you, I'd stop. I'd wait until you came. And if you didn't come...
I'll come any time while you're fighting this game. Believe me.
But, Ellen, are you going now?
Yes.
I don't want Allison to know about this. Could she not be told?
I don't know why she would have to know, Jim. I won't tell her. I'll ask Anthony not to tell her.
Thank you. Goodbye, Ellen.
Goodbye, Jim.
Well?
Well, what, Anthony?
How many more promises did he make?
Oh, don't be so hard, darling. Don't be so unbending.
Ellen, what's going to happen now? Every time he gets into one of these drinking spells, are you going to go to him, hold his hand, listen to his maudlin promises?
Anthony!
I resent it, dear, very much. I resent your letting this complete stranger become a burden, a responsibility of yours.
Well, what do you want me to do, Anthony? Turn my back on all this? Allison, who was his wife, as the woman who is responsible for him.
I think you're being intolerant now, Ellen. Allison Shaw did her best with him.
I think Allison is doing her best now to destroy him. To make sure that he's not fit to ask her to come back to him. I think that she's taking revenge on him for her unhappiness. And unjust and cruel with it.
Ellen, this isn't like you. You're not usually so bitter.
Darling, she came to him and begged him that he couldn't stop drinking. Now, is that any way to handle a situation like this?
No, you're right. But...
Anthony, I have to go to Allison. I have to make her face her responsibility.
But, darling, you can't do it. No one can accomplish things like that. No one.
Well, I can try. But my method is different from yours in all this. My method is simply that we must not let either of these people divide us. We must make them work for their own salvation together.
But Allison was right about it going back to drinking.
I think Allison has too much to blame herself for to walk out on Jim Morrison now. Darling, I want you to do one thing for me.
What's that?
Don't tell Allison about this. Don't let him know that Jim was drinking tonight.
All right, I won't tell her.
Because I think he should have one small victory over us. I think that's all he needs. I think the next time he may achieve what he set out to do. And if she doesn't know about this episode...
I won't tell her, dear. I'll take you home.
Thank you. And don't be too cross with me, darling. I can't help how I feel about all this.
All right. But a plague on both their houses.
You don't mean that. Anthony, do you like Allison, really? Do you find her a nice person? Nice in the way of being kind, of warmth of soul? Do you, Anthony?
Darling, I haven't had occasion to find out how warm her soul is.
Oh, don't joke, dear. I'm beginning to be afraid of Allison. And you're afraid of someone cruel and crafty. I'm beginning to be really afraid of Allison Shaw.
As Ellen calls for this fear, is this effort to help Jim Morrison a futile gesture on the part of young Widder Brown?